Well, we may be short of precipitation, but one columnist still reigns supreme. Here is Neil Haverson with his last word.
Many years ago, long before cars were computerised, the engine in my set of wheels was pinking. Do they still do that? I haven't heard that telltale engine noise as a car goes by. Anyway, to save on a garage bill, I had a go. I bought a set of feeler gauges and looked up which one to use in my Haynes manual. Goodness knows why I ever bought that. It might as well have been a guide to building a nuclear reactor. I discovered I had a plug spanner. I'd often wondered what that tool languishing in the garage was for. Carefully, I removed each plug. The manual warned it was quite easy to snap the tops off. I set the gap with the feeler gauges, replaced the plugs, and started the engine. My howls of anguish must have echoed round the neighbourhood. It was still pinging. If anything, even worse. I gave in and took it to my regular garage. When I returned to pick it up, the mechanic said, "Job done. Whoever set those plug gaps? Did they do it with a carbon knife?" Okay, I admit it. When I dropped the car off, I didn't confess I'd been tinkering. That has largely been the pattern for my life. Matron flinches if she sees me pick up a spanner. Don't you think we'd better get a plumber out? You know what happened last time? And if you make a mess, we'll have no water. That was the occasion when a new tap washer was required. A simple job, according to my rarely used DIY manual. But when I attempted it, I fell at the first hurdle. Couldn't budge the tap, and I was on my way to wrecking it. Annoyingly, the plumber did it in minutes, while chatting nonchalant to me all the time he was working. So, during this coronavirus crisis, I've adopted the philosophy of let it be. If it ain't broke, I ain't going to risk breaking it. My great fear, and I'm touching wood as I write, is that something should break down and an engineer won't be able to come out to fix it. The boiler, the washing machine, the fridge, the microwave. How did we manage before they all became household essentials? The washing machine did break down a few weeks ago, and I had to tour friends and relatives to get a load done. Like a knight errant, I took off into the night with a basket of dirty underwear, socks and shirts. What would happen during the current restrictions? Does getting dirty knickers cleansed count as an essential journey? I'm sure getting petrol for the lawnmower would not be deemed an essential journey. I had enough petrol for a couple of cuts, but then I had to call for backup in the form of an ageing Flymo. But when I plugged it in, nothing. I am a simple soul and get pleasure from looking out the window at a neatly striped lawn. I couldn't face the prospect of turning it into a field. I had to set aside my leave well enough alone mantra and see if I could fix the Flymo. A couple of days later, I grabbed a couple of screwdrivers and with a threatening look, descended on the mower. More in hope than anticipation, I plugged it in, pulled the lever and pressed the switch. It roared into life. In future, I should advance on all maintenance jobs with a menacing look and brandishing a claw hammer. Well, it worked on the mower.
Thank you, Neil. I'm also hopeless at maintenance jobs, so next time I will try your method, as long as I can find out what a claw hammer is.